Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Leanna. I will need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
My name is Reginald Byrd. I was calling to file a claim.
Okay. Hold on, okay, Reginald.
Okay.
I'm trying to get my little system up.
Yeah, I already know they'd be running slow around by this time.
Reginald, you don't know. Uh-huh. Trying to identify. Okay, let's do your claim. Are you on a, because it's going to ask, are you on a two-week, like, a two-week, I don't know, temporary layoff?
No, it's, I think it's just a separation from a job altogether.
Okay. Can I have your social, please?
290-60-7375.
Okay. And can you verify your first and last name?
Reginald Byrd, Jr.
Okay, and your mother's maiden name?
Rhonda Byrd.
Okay, and your date of birth?
10/11/1975.
Okay. Okay, and can I have your, can you verify your social again?
290-60-7375.
Okay, and your gender?
Male.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay, and what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself to be disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Okay, and do you have a state of Alabama issued driver's license?
Yes.
Okay. Can you verify the driver's license number?
Yes. Number is 703-5362.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposited into your checking or savings account or the Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay, and who do you bank with?
Guardian Credit Union.
Okay, do you have a routing number?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready for the routing number.
262-276410.
Okay, and the bank account number?
174-000-00-72669.
Okay, and can you verify your current address?
800 Coliseum Boulevard, Apartment A is in Apple, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Okay, and is the above address that you just gave, is it the same or different from the mailing address? Like, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes, I can receive mail address at that address.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Okay, and can you verify your current phone number?
334-758-3684.
Three three four seven five eight 3614.
8484.
Okay. Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Lakewood, Columbus, Lima, Youngstown, or none of the above?
Columbus.
Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? A 1989 Oldsmobile Cutlass Sierra, a 1990 Volvo 760 Series, a 1994 Buick Roadmaster, a 1995 International 4700, or I have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
Never associated with none of those vehicles.
According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? 5 feet 3 inches, 5 feet 7 inches, 6 feet 1 inches, 6 feet 5 inches, or my height is not reported as any of these?
6 feet 1 inch.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay, and when was the last day that you worked?
It was June the 30th. Hold up. Yeah, June the 30th.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself on a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
I received a, what is that? The severance pay last month.
Was that a pension?
I mean, no.
Okay. That's fine. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20 miles.
Okay, and what is the lowest hourly wage you are willing to accept?
15.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Does your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No.
Okay, and if you could select any type of job that would fit your qualifications, what type of work would you like to do?
Forklift operator.
Okay, and you're filing this claim for Keystone Automotive or Genpak?
Genpak.
What do they do at Genpak?
Like the little foam cups and plates and like you said, like when you go out to eat, the little foam, plates and stuff that they give you, like at Crystals and who else they got, Applebee's. They make all that stuff out there.
Okay. Do you have the phone number for Genpak?
Let's see. Dang, I do. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull that up real quick. Just bear with me. Let me see how to put it.
Okay.
It's 334-612-0314. You got the number.
Hold on. Give me a moment.
Okay.
Okay, what was that number?
334-612-0314.
Okay, and when did you first become employed with Genpact? Like, when was your start day? Okay, and when was the last day you worked for Genpact?
6/30/2022.
Okay, and what city and state was this work performed in?
Montgomery, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. Okay, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, not at this time.
Okay, because just to let you know, they're going to take it out either way. Like, when you file your taxes, it's going to come out either way. So you can do it now or either wait for them to do it. Okay. And I have a 4-digit PIN that you would need to write down.
All right.
Okay, that 4-digit PIN is 7575.
Okay.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that began on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone, the telephone number you should dial each week is 1-800-752-7389.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. And Mr. Burr, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any other questions?
Okay, so when I make my first claim, what day do I need to call?
You would need to call. You can make your claim Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m.
Okay.
Okay, do you have any other questions?
No, that's pretty much it. So I just need to go down to the unemployment office and update my resume. Or
you can do it at the web address that I gave you, which is Alabama Works. AlabamaWorks.alabama.gov.
Alabama.gov.
Yes.
Okay, so it's Alabama Works.alabama.gov.
It's just how I said it. Look, Alabama Works.
.alabama.gov. Okay, you got two dots. Okay, I got you. Yeah, that's why. I got the two dots. I got you.
Okay. Do you have any other questions for me?
No. That's it.
Okay, well, you have a great day, and I want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, you have a nice day.